The issue has not been about the power source itself, but how the company wants to use the state-given power of eminent domain to run its high-powered lines through the Midwest to the East Coast. The bill to block the Grain Belt effort passed the House with the support of the ag industry and most of the affected landowners who don't want to be forced to give up property. But in the Senate, a filibuster stall tactic by some Democrats sent it back to committee with only about a week left in the session. Small-town utilities hope the private company that wants to own Grain Belt will offer cheaper rates. The project itself has not gotten all the permits it needs to get underway, and opponents say they are still working to get the bill on track before the session ends. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.